It's been a relatively quiet last few months in McLean County government as new county board members get up to speed on county operations. The county board replaced over one-third of its members last fall. County Administrator Cassie Taylor tells WGLT's Eric Stock one key issue board members might need to confront soon is carbon sequestration. That's where liquefied carbon dioxide is transported through pipelines drilled into the rock deep underground.
So I know there are a lot of fears with those efforts, with how it might impact our aquifer or how it might, the setbacks might impact our citizens. And so the county is trying to be very deliberate in doing research. And so we have work groups that are set up right now through the leadership of Leah Klein, who is our Land Use and Development Committee Chair. And so what we're trying to really discover is, what is our role with county government? What influence do we have over that process? And then what action would we want to take with regard to that? And what we're finding is we have no authority over the pipeline itself. That is governed by the ICC, the Commerce Commission, but we would have some authority, we think, with the setbacks and adding some language to our zoning code, where we might be able to have some influence there in how the setbacks are set, or also what protections we would like to include in our language to make sure that all the EPA regulations are being upheld.
What kind of protections do you foresee the county looking for?
Well, the main protection, I believe, will be the water supply, making sure that we protect our aquifer, that our water supply is protected, and make sure that in the case that there would be a rip in the pipeline or a problem with any of the well sites, that we would have safeguards in place, proper training for our first responders, proper equipment for our first responders, and information to our citizens so they understand what to look for and what to be concerned about.
McLean County government has boosted pay for its employees across the board following a study that showed the county was underpaying many based on comparable size communities. How much of an adjustment was this, and how long will it take the county to get to where it should be?
So our salary study did identify that McLean County overall was about 7% behind our comparable counties in our compensation. And so the first year of adjustments would impact those employees that were identified as being under market. And so those adjustments have been made. They were put in place the first payroll of this year, January of 2023. And so the second adjustment that will take place in January of 2024 will then give additional increases to those who have been identified as long-term employees that need a longevity adjustment. And so many of the salaries had adjustments in the range, and then some individual employees had adjustments in their salaries. So it was individualized per employee, but we found that overall we needed to increase that by about 7%.
As we continue on Sound Ideas with McLean County Administrator Cassie Taylor, McLean County is implementing its updated mental health action plan. How much impact do you feel the county's health plans are having at this point?
I really am excited about the new way we are approaching our mental health action plan this year. We have a new director, Kevin McCall, and the Behavioral Health Coordinating Council is conducting work groups of all of the different areas of priority that were included in the Mental Health Action Plan. So we are currently putting together work groups for areas of justice-involved, behavioral health, crisis, youth, access to medical services, and housing. And so I believe that branching out to the community and including more people in the dialogue and conversation about what our priorities should be, and then setting goals from those priorities, is going to be something that we can accomplish in a different way in 2023 than we have in the previous years. And of course, everyone's tired about talking about COVID, but I do think that that impacted some of the momentum that we could have realized in the last couple of years. So we're back at it.
So how would you sort of define the difference between what's being done now versus before? Just more outreach to various groups, or?
outreach, but identifying a mission for the group. So with the coordinating council, there would be meetings where it was a lot of reporting out of information that was going on in the community, but there's more of an action focus to these work groups to really identify goals that we can accomplish, timelines for those goals, and who's going to take up, you know, the mantle and take responsibility for those goals.
Now that the COVID pandemic is winding down, many local governments have become fairly flush with cash to take on some major projects through COVID relief, including infrastructure. How much impact has that money had, and what happens when this funding goes away?
We have been very careful in how we utilized our COVID-related funds, including our ARPA funds, our American Rescue Plan Act funds. And so we really focused on some of those needs that had been diverted or delayed due to lack of funding in the county. And so many of our projects relate to infrastructure and our one-time payments to upgrade some of the facilities that we have. And then the biggest thing that I'm excited about with our ARPA funds is the ability to use those funds for our Aegis project. So when we started down the road with our electronic justice system project and received information back from our consultants, we were told that it would be a $30 to $35 million project. And of course, there was a little bit of sticker shock with that kind of a figure for our justice system software. ARPA has helped us to realize those dreams and make sure that our system is integrated, even using the best of breed model that was identified for the county. And so we're able to use about $10 million of our county ARPA funds for the project. And then we are also able to use our special mental health and safety fund dollars to help with that, that we receive from the city and the town.
As we continue on Sound Ideas with Cassie Taylor, McLean County Administrator, and we've seen a number of issues that have divided the county board in recent years, some almost entirely along party lines. The extension funding was one of them. Electronic devices for jail inmates, even county board appointees. Do you see the board becoming increasingly political? And has that changed at all since a third of the board has changed over since last year?
Our, as you know, we have a 10-10 split in our county board. We have 10 Republicans and 10 Democrats that sit on our board. And I have been impressed with the county board as it sits today in their ability to have conversations and express disagreements while maintaining decorum and really listening to the other side. And so they sat the new board members in December. And even though there haven't been, we haven't always had agreement in all the issues, I believe that there is understanding with this board and they're really trying hard to work together for the good of McLean County.
Does the even split impact the dynamic at all as opposed to the, quote, majority party versus the minority party? And it's completely 50-50 across all committees now, all subcommittees, leadership positions within those committees?
So, yeah, so that's a change that was made this year. And the number of people sitting on committees was changed from 7 to 6 so that we could have an even split between the parties. And so that can be a challenge if you have a contested issue, because as you know, if it's a tie vote, it fails. And so there could be concern that we stall action as a county, but thus far it has not been a problem. And I think that the board has really looked at the good of McLean County and the right outcomes have been moved forward.
So I guess in this case, any measure truly must have bipartisan support to pass.
Correct.
That was McLean County Administrator Cassie Taylor speaking with WGLT's Eric Stock.